And welcome back here on Husker Radio's KX104, playing more of today's best country, and pleased to have Logan Meisch joining us here on the air. Logan, I was telling you off the air, I'm a big fan, love playing your music, especially throwing quite a bit here on the Midday Stampede from time to time when we can. And we've been mixing in a little extra since we found out the exciting news that you'll be coming here to Lincoln County for Hershey Fall Fest.
Absolutely, can't wait to be there.
Now, Logan, for folks that haven't had the blessing to see you live in concert before, tell us a little bit of a backstory on yourself and your career in music a little bit, if you don't mind.
Well, first of all, you're way too kind. I appreciate it. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. I started out, I moved to Nashville from Kansas, where I grew up, born and raised, little small town there. I moved to Nashville when I was pretty young, 20, 21 years old, after a short stint in college that I dropped out of three different colleges, so college wasn't my thing. But I was really into writing songs and music and all that, and so went to Nashville and took a 15-year crash course in how to fail. But along the way, I put out some records and toured on my own. Went through a couple record deals. I was at Atlantic New York for a while, Sony Nashville for a while. Over the course of the 15 years I spent, I kind of figured out I enjoy doing things independently. So I've always, had my own band and tried to put my own records out in my own way. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been a fun journey to hear.
Now, Logan, we know there's a lot of different ways to go about things here in the country music world today. As you alluded to a minute ago, you're an individual that loves to sit down and write music, and I think that's very evident in your songs, especially the ones that we've heard and some fan favorites, because there's some real emotion you can tell that goes into a lot of these songs.
Absolutely. And I always have been an advocate of cutting outside material, too. So I always try to make sure if I'm recording a project, I try to at least put one song on there that I didn't write, sometimes more, it just depends. And I do that because I have a lot of really talented songwriter friends and acquaintances that are consistently pumping out, big hit songs or songs that I admire. And I'm like, man, if I can stack these songs up against my songs on a record, then I know that I've done a pretty good job. But it's a good balance for me to keep myself in check and make sure I'm on the right track with my writing.
I'm a big fan of some of your earlier stuff throughout the 2015-2016 range. I love the Pawn Shop Guitar album. And to tell you the truth, Logan, I was a little concerned about how you would keep up the greatness after that album came out. But I've been thoroughly impressed with some of the tunes you put out here as of recent. Better Off Gone, a personal favorite of mine, and I know that's one we get requested quite a bit here on the air. Prettiest Girl in the World, a nice ballad that's come out here in the past few years as well. And for your fans in the area, you have a new album that's coming out here early October, is that right?
Yeah, it comes out October 1st, and we released the first two singles off of it. In this day and age, the way people consume music, you drop an album and it's like they're ready for something new 6 weeks later. So we decided that we did a single on July 30th, and then we did the second one last week, and then we'll do one more single here in about 2 weeks or so, and then the album comes out October 1st.
October 1st, that big album coming out. Logan, tell us a little bit about some of the music that's going to be featured on that album, if you don't mind.
Yeah, this is actually a passion project I've been working on for 10 years. It's a fictitious town I've made up called Prairieville. So it's kind of loosely based on, little towns in the Midwest, specifically, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, that Great Plains region. I just have always, that I've always been drawn to and felt close to. I mean, this is where I grew up, and this is where my whole career got started. So, the kind of the characters around here and the little towns that are still hanging on out here and doing their own thing. And so that's kind of what the album is based on. And a friend of mine, Blake Chaplin, he's from Hayes, Kansas. Both of us kind of got tired of the way things were done in Nashville, where it's kind of a cookie-cutter factory assembly line of songs, and nothing against it. It works, really well for a lot of people, but it kind of, I felt depleted as far as creativity goes. So we started writing about this fictitious town, and then we kind of discovered our own writing style. And so it's not really a concept album, but it's definitely a very thematic album, and I think people are really going to like it.
It's very evident with a lot of the music you put out there, Logan, that it's small town roots that really go into a lot of the music that you put out there and a lot of the writing and everything too. And I've never been to Clearwater, Kansas. Maybe I've passed through of your hometown, but I think your hometown has a lot of similarities to a lot of the towns that we cover out here, specifically Hershey, where you'll be playing this Saturday. So I'm sure you're really looking forward to that show and get back to something that's going to feel like home and feel normal too.
Absolutely. And, you know, I actually live in Kansas now. I moved back about 3.5 years ago. I left Nashville, moved back to Kansas. And it's been, honestly, it's been great. And I live in a town called Andale now. It's about 900 people. And I farm part-time with my wife's family and tour and put records out. It's been really cool to kind of reassimilate myself with, you know, the life I'm familiar with and the kind of life I sing about too. So it feels a little bit more authentic.
Logan Meisch joining us here on KX104, Hershey Fall Fest coming up this Saturday. Logan, can you tell us about some of your set for folks that haven't seen you in a few years or that haven't seen you before? What can we expect at that big performance for the Fall Fest?
Well, I got a new band. After the whole thing happened, we had an 18-month break of full band shows. I did a lot of stuff acoustic. When I'm playing acoustic, I can go anywhere. I can play anything that people really want to hear. But this is a new band, and, we got a set list full of songs that I kind of think people would want to hear. There's obviously more songs and more ground to cover now as years go by, and we keep adding on to the pile. So, we'll try to play. If you're familiar with old stuff, we'll try to cover as much of that as we can. And if you're liking some of the new stuff, we'll hit that too. So it's just a high energy, fun time, and I'm really excited to see everybody.
It's going
to
be a grand old time. Logan, we sure appreciate you taking some time for us. We're really looking forward to this big show Saturday.
Absolutely. I can't wait.